What's going up, you guys? Welcome back to a brand new episode, an all new episode, a brand spanking new episode of the Infinity Boxer Watch. I am your Infinity Boy, Anthony, alongside your Boxman, Brian. Brian, what's going on?
Not too much. How about you?
That's true. Same. Unfortunately, the SAG-AFTRA and writer strike have put a damping on our summer of movies. But in solidarity with the writers and actors, we are going to continue to fucking support them. I don't know. You know how we do. But anyway.
We do support them, but we also can't do much.
No. I mean, fucking, I'll always say fuck the studios. Anyway, this is the Secret Invasion Episode 6 podcast, the finale. We're going to get into it. We're going to get into all the nuts and bolts of the episode. But first, we're going to talk a little news in the news. Brian, Sony, I don't know what the fuck they were doing, because like there's not a lot of news dropping, but they were like, fuck it, let's drop some news. They delayed a lot of shit, and there's a new movie schedule.
Yeah, so first, you know what? I feel like, Not to shit on Sony or anything, but when they delayed it, I was kind of like, you know what? That's good. I think we need to just take a beat here.
It was two feelings. One, with the first news that they dropped, which was that Kraven the Hunter will no longer be coming out this October. It's going to come out next August. August 30th, to be exactly. And I was like, honestly, if I never see this movie, I will be happy.
Yeah.
But that was a huge delay, almost a year delay. They blame the strikes and everything like that. Like, oh, well, we can't promote it, so if we can't promote it, we aren't going to do it, or whatever. I don't know. Movies are still going to be coming out. But you know, we'd heard rumors of, you know, Warner Brothers being like, fuck, are we going to release Aquaman in December? So who knows? These companies have to make their decisions. But Sony already made theirs, so Kraven in August. And they took off Beyond the Spider-Verse, Brian. It's off the board. It has no date anymore. They're like, it could be years before this comes out. And I was like, that was completely heartbreaking.
And it will be, because those things take so much time.
Yeah. And there were the rumors that they hadn't even started, like, doing the voice acting for it yet.
Yeah. I saw, Invincible. They finished voice acting through season 3.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
But, Spider-Verse. Nah.
Yeah, I had heard on a podcast that the Adam Eve special that they dropped was incredible, so I have to watch that.
Yeah, I didn't watch it yet either.
Yeah, but apparently it's great. It's, like, really fucking good. So that's interesting. That really is, people were already like, oh, well, it'll just get delayed maybe till the summer next year or whatever. But, and I'm like, oh, no, it's completely, it's not coming out next year in 2024, basically.
No.
So like, oh, we have a few dates. We don't know. Because they did drop dates for, I believe Madam Web stayed the same, still coming out supposedly next February.
Great.
Great, yeah. I mean, like, that's
I'm kind of curious about that one, but
yes, that's the only one I'm actually kind of looking forward to. We haven't seen it.
Yeah, the cast is good.
Yeah, and it's an interesting concept. It could open up like bringing back Toby and Andrew possibly for the rumored, you know, like 4 and 3 movies that they're talking about. But
yeah,
who could say? And then they gave Venom 3 a date. It's July 12th next year.
Great.
I know I saw that they started filming it before the strike. I haven't heard anything about a villain or any other actors that have joined. Is it just Tom Hardy? Maybe.
Probably. I'm just so lukewarm on all of this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the Sonyverse fucking sucks. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
The best.
I haven't even seen some of them.
Yeah, I mean, fucking, I don't know. I think it's stupid, but Sony wants to keep. I get it and I hate it, but I understand it. Like, Sony wants to keep Spider-Man, so, and they get all they get all that money from the MCU Spider-Man,
right?
But if they were just to be like, okay, Marvel, you could just have them back, so they have to make these super fucking movies. Like, it sucks. But I feel like they could just keep making the animated stuff, right? Or does that not count? Like, they have to make a live action, maybe? I don't know.
I'm sure it's a very detailed contract yeah. that I will not read.
Yeah, it fucking sucks. And yeah, if you head up to our Twitter at InfinityBoxRW, we put out the whole schedule.
Twitter? What is Twitter?
Our X. I'm sorry. If you head to our X at InfinityBoxRW, we put up the whole schedule for 2024. Marvel hasn't changed any of their dates yet past, you know, when they changed everything a few months ago. So we'll see. I saw someone do a poll. And it was like, oh, when do you think these strikes are going to end? And by far the leader was 2024. So,
oh, yeah. There's no way they were hashing this out in 6 months.
No. So, Godspeed. You know, hopefully we get to see these movies that are done soon. These shows that are done soon. But, yeah. It sucks. Also, I'm just reading right here on our X while we do this. Apparently, as you listen to this, you might have a Loki trailer, so that's good for you. Okay. Apparently, their Loki trailer is dropping on Monday, so that's cool.
Exciting.
I wonder how much Jonathan Majors will be in it. That'll be telling.
Shit show.
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready to talk about Secret Invasion?
I guess. It did not leave me happy.
And no, and as we were talking, we did a little pre-show talk and walk or whatever you want to call it. And
walk and walk. Yeah. No one was walking.
You don't know that.
You're right, actually. I was walking to the kitchen.
Anyway, so we're going to talk about the episode, but just like at the end of it, I was just like, I didn't hate the episode. I didn't completely hate the season of episodes or whatever. I didn't think it was great, but I think it was terrible. I'm kind of lukewarm on it. But I'm just like, it was the first time. And I think I texted you. I was just like, oh man, maybe they need to slow down. Because I listen to podcasts and you see people on Twitter like BD from Comic Book. And you see these other people who are like, oh, it's too much. I don't like it. It's too much. It's too fast. It's too many different things. I've reached there. People were there like a year ago. I think I'm actually there now. This show got me there. Where at the end of it, I was just like, oh, man, did we need this? I was like, this was disappointing and was clearly just made to make content. And that's stupid. They should not be doing that.
You know, when I got there, like, I'm not going to call it fatigue, because if they put shit out, I'll still watch it, and I'll still be entertained. Even if it's shit, I'll be entertained.
What was good this year? Fucking Spider-Man, fucking Guardians.
Fucking, yes.
The Flash was good, even though people don't want to admit it. Like, I liked those things, and I was super happy about all of those. It was the bad stuff that was bad. Like, you know, Ant-Man, and... fucking this show and fucking
Ant-Man was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
I feel like that's a little hyperbolic, but okay.
I think I'd defend that as maybe it's up there with Last Jedi for me.
Wow. Nothing
could
possibly be up there with Last Jedi.
When they announced a decent number of these shows, I remember two that stood out where I was like, that just feels like we're just making shit to make shit now.
Oh.
And they were Echo, which I am excited for, because it's going to be Wilson Fisk, who's awesome.
Yeah.
I think that will still land fine.
Mm.
But it was also the Agatha Harkness show.
Yeah. Which
talk
I also,
about making shit just to make shit.
And that, you know what? Those two things are probably going to be better than, like, Ant-Man and Secret Invasion. And, like the cast for Agatha is, like, incredible. Like, they got a lot of great actresses to be witches in that show.
And I've been wrong about shit before. Like, something that looks like it's going to be or sounds like it's going to be crap and then it's great. But that falls along the vein of, like you said, do we need it?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no, you don't need either of those things. Because you know what?
Yeah.
like, in the long run, how is this going to affect when you go to the movies, right? Like, where the fuck, like, when we get to an Avengers movie, right? Because basically I feel like they've been introducing these characters and these storylines on TV because they don't think it can make money on the in the box office or whatever. I don't know. Or it's just easier to release it via streaming and via a show or whatever. Although this fucking show had like a $200 million budget, which is crazy. And you realize it was all the VFX on the last fight of the show. But, like, someone asked, like, when the fuck are you going to see Gaia again? The now strongest superpowered person in the entire universe. And they said, the person on the podcast was like, probably never. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
And they yeah, because right. how?
They might be right.
It's so weird what they did with her. Because, yeah, like, how do you ever use that now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. And you know what it also is? Like, you go back to the Infinity Saga, you know. Every stepping stone was clear and made sense. And you knew where they were going. Yeah. Now, I don't even fucking know. I guess we're leading up to Jonathan Majors at some point and a lot of him.
I don't know. I feel like Loki is the only thing that has been building towards the eventual Avengers movie. Like, I guess, and Ant-Man, but like fucking... That movie sucked.
Yeah.
I don't know, because, like, at the end of the day, like, where is Moon Knight? Like, when I watch Moon Knight, where is that going? Nowhere. When I watched this show, where is that going? Hopefully the Marvels, but probably, honestly, nowhere. When I watch fucking She-Hulk, where is that going? Nowhere. There's been no news on, hey, Tatiana Maslany is scheduled to be in the Avengers movie. None of that stuff, right? Okay, fuck that. It leads nowhere. Hawkeye, where does that lead? Nowhere. People love Hailee Steinfeld. Why hasn't there been more Hailee Steinfeld in Marvel? Like, why isn't she popped up fucking anywhere on anything?
Where yeah, they're thing? Not. Probably they're not doing nowhere. Like the like a quick cameo is super easy to do. And like, I know I say that with like, oh, but people with scheduling and money. Like, just figure it out. You got the multiverse. Stop. Dropping, it's like now you open the multiverse and you're giving us more solo projects than ever.
Fucking
like
Spider-Man.
Even like Secret Invasion.
Yeah,
they brought no one into this shit.
No, not one person.
No one.
There was literally no cameos. Everett Ross, John Cheadle, no, thank you.
Like, and like, if you're telling me that those are cameos, S my D, Marvel. Like, those are the worst cameos ever.
Fucking. Where is anyone? Like, Shang-Chi, great fucking movie. Why haven't we heard a fucking peep from him? Where is...
Yeah, anything.
Like, nothing, not even a Marvel one-shot, not a fucking... Not a YouTube video, not nothing. Nobody knows where you're going to see Shang-Chi again. He had a fucking after-credit scene where... I think we finally thought... I was like, oh, there's going to be something with Shang-Chi and Quantumania. Those rings are probably Quantum Realm rings, blah, 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 because the dad had, like, no aging. It makes sense, right? And then there was fucking nothing in Ant-Man about the rings or the Quantum or fucking Shang-Chi or nothing. Fuck. Okay, that doesn't make any sense. Then you have Spider-Man and Doctor Strange in Spider-Man with the multiverse. And then there's just a little fucking one-liner about Spider-Man in the Doctor Strange multiverse movie. So that movie didn't even lead into the fucking other movie. Like, are you kidding me? Get one fucking writer. Isn't this not Kevin Feige's fucking job to be the fucking guy who makes everything connect and make it flow? Like, did he forget what his fucking job was?
Yeah. And even in Secret Invasion... A couple times, because they were like, we got to mention that, like, Nick Fury's literal job is to pull Avengers in to help. They said it, like, 3 or 4 times, and every time it was like, I got to do it.
It's personal. It's like,
but that's it.
Ryan, it's personal.
Like, have, like, 2 or 3 big people come in and like either help quick and have to go for a legitimate reason that we could come back to later,
yep,
or give like an actual reason why they can't help. Like, have Shang-Chi come in and do something, and then, I don't know, say like, oh no,
mm-hmm,
Jonathan Majors is doing something, I gotta go help. Like, I don't know. No. There's things you could do, though, to at least have a common thread going through all these, and they're just doing nothing.
It's crazy that the only thing that they've built up was Jonathan Majors in Loki, and then he was in the fucking Ant-Man movie, and then now he's going to be in Loki again. Thanos was in Guardians. He was in Avengers 1. He was in Guardians of the Galaxy. He was, what, the end scene of, like, fucking, fucking Thor 3 or whatever. Like, fucking, yep, you at least had him pop up. Jonathan Majors has been in two things, and one is two seasons. Okay, I get it. Okay, it's two seasons of the show, so you might want to say three. But it's, like, not even really, and it's been, like, 2 years. And, like, you don't know anything about him or what he's trying to do.
Nothing.
Like, fucking.
And also, we were excited to see them all. Like, that spin-around shot,
yeah,
in Avengers 1. If I saw Moon Knight and She-Hulk walk into a room right now, I'd be like, I don't even know what the fuck this is. I'd be annoyed.
You know what would be more cool than anything else? It would be to see, like, the young Avengers get together, right? Like, the
replacements. Yeah, they're cool.
Or whatever. That would be, like, kind of a cool kind of thing. Where, like, if you got, like, Yelena and Kate Bishop and, like, fucking, I don't know.
Oh, the characters that they actually took time establishing.
Yeah, like the good characters that you want to see again. I can't think of any other two other than them two. That's just the forefront of my mind.
Shang-Chi,
yeah, like cool people. That would be cool. But again,
like, yeah, he's not a young Avenger, but like, yeah, still.
But like, you don't see these people like at all. Like, you know,
maybe the shows were a mistake.
I heard this take. They were like, maybe they should stop doing Disney Plus shows. And I was like, you know,
yeah,
maybe they should. Maybe they should stop.
I like the idea initially, but it winds up being like a 6 to 8 hour, like almost movie of content, depending on the number of episodes. And it's not leading to shit.
Other than the first two series, which was WandaVision and the first season of Loki, like there hasn't been like an out of the park good one like at all.
Right.
I'm here. Look, I'm getting the list here. WandaVision, Falcon and Winter Soldier was okay, I guess, comparatively to the other ones that we've gotten. Like, if you like looking back on it, I don't think we like rated it super high at the time, but I think it would end up being pretty high now. Loki, which was good, was really good. Even at the time, again, that seemed like it was a little disappointing. But that finale was really, really fucking great. So that was cool. What If? Not good. Hawkeye was really good. I loved Hawkeye.
Yes.
I thought Hawkeye was great. Moon Knight, terrible. Miss Marvel was good. She-Hulk was just a sitcom. I have no problems with it, but like, what was the point of me watching 9 episodes of that show? Secret Invasion, not great. And now we're going to get Loki season 2, which could be very good, but who can say, the way things have been going. I mean, Miss Marvel is like one of the, is like, when you look back at it, like, at least she's going to be in a fucking movie, so at least she seems important, and that show seems
pretty important. That's connecting, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want. Like, if you're going to have these people, if you're going to make us watch 5 to 6 hours of these people, I need more investment from you. You need to put them in and make them important and put them in a movie, you know? Like, Kamala is, like, the only one so far that they have made seem important.
Yeah. And, like, I get that not every single thing can be a stepping stone, but even, like, in the, you know, call it, like, meta or break the fourth wall or whatever, tell the fans, like, yes, this person is going to be in whatever. Right now, they're just like, maybe we'll see Moon Knight again. She-Hulk was fun, right? Like, yeah.
Maybe we'll eventually make 9 more episodes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they ever said, like, listen, we're making all this content, it's not all going to relate. But I doubt they said that, because they were pushing the multiverse thing.
Yes. Now, you do have, like, Echo coming in November. And that could definitely be connecting to, you know, Daredevil, and then that makes that kind of like a roundabout. Like, Daredevil was in She-Hulk, Daredevil was in Spider-Man, so, like, the Daredevil character has been around, but I don't know. It's all very strange.
Yeah, but, like, you know what it is also? Like, I'm thinking Deadpool and Wolverine, right?
Yeah.
Haven't seen either in years.
Yeah.
Are you not excited for that more than anything else that's upcoming?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, they're just, like, they're pumping out shit, and it's kind of like, you know what? If you give us a break and want us to want to see these characters again and know that we will, that might be better, guys.
Yeah.
Like, it's... We can stand 6 months without a new character or a new show. Like, I get it. They're trying to bring in all these other new characters and shit. So, like, I get it. But it worked better when you introduced a new character through an already established character. All of these standalones are getting exhausting.
Big time. Like, big time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just hope you're ready for the Wonder Man series.
Jesus fucking Christ. Wonder Man.
Hey, man. Yaya.
Yaya.
I love Yaya. I'm looking at the undated, unfilmed shit, and it's like, oh, they're still expecting a Wakanda series and a Nova series and a Vision series and the Wonder Man series. And
remember White Vision?
Yeah, White Vision. He's getting a series.
Where the fuck is he?
I don't know. When he
have him fly in the background, at least didn't or something.
Mention him at fucking all. In the fucking Wanda Strange movie. They weren't like, oh, there's a Vision out there that's just chilling. They didn't mention it at all. Not a mention. Also, Sam Raimi didn't watch WandaVision, so I'm not sure he even knew that there was a White Vision, so.
This, the multiverse opens a lot of opportunities, but I think they bit off more than they could chew.
Yeah, I think they're very much dropping the ball. At first, I was like, no, it's just a lot of cool stories like comic books. But there's only so much comic books that I can read without fucking it connecting to anything.
Yeah, and like it was very exciting when, you know, however, X years ago, you know, they were like, here's all the shit coming out. It's like, oh, that's awesome. That's a lot of stuff to look forward to. Now that they're pumping it out, it is more quantity than quality, and it's not why we fell in love with it, which was all of the connections. Yes. So they're losing us quickly.
Yeah, and at the time, you know, streaming television on Disney Plus was new, and it was exciting. It was like, oh, I could just watch it for $7.99 or whatever on my TV, and I get to see Wanda and Vision story continue, and Loki's story continue, and the Falcon and the Winter Soldier story continue. Like, it was originally cool. Those three projects are big projects. But then you start getting with the side characters, like Moon Knight and She-Hulk and fucking Nick Fury, and it's just like, it's not hitting the same, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about some of the things that happened in the episode, I guess. They first of all, Kingsley Benadir, who played the villain in this movie, is also a Ken in Barbie, and it fucked me up. So the main plot of this episode, there's two plots, Brian, and one is Nick Fury supposedly bringing the harvest to Gravik. He puts it in his little computer. He sees all the DNA is real. There's a lot of, like, cameo names.
Very quick.
But basically, he said that it was the DNA of every Avenger that was at the Battle of Earth in an Endgame. So, just whoever was there, their fucking DNA. So I didn't really need to see that, you know, it had the DNA. But it was all there, and he's like, all right, Nick Fury, I'm going to kill you. And he starts the machine, and he becomes a super, 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 super Skrull. And turns out Nick Fury is not Nick Fury. It was Gaia. So she is also a Super Skrull now. And they have a big CGI fight. And it was pretty cool. I didn't hate it.
I like that Fury was like, just if you're going to destroy something, just leave Earth alone. And Kravik was like, eh, respectfully, fuck off.
Yeah, he's like, respectfully, I'm going to kill you and this Earth.
I think people hated this fight, but it was fine.
I thought it was fun. Got a lot of this is where you get your cameos, you know, like, you know, they use the different powers of the different. It's not even just Avengers too. It's like the Avengers and the villains. So
yeah, cool. Like the Drax arm for whatever reason was the most noticeable to me.
Yes, the only thing that I thought was weird was when she became Mantis and she makes Kravik go to sleep. I was like, how does she know that Mantis can do that? Like, other than that, like, the powers are very self-explanatory. It's like, oh, I have power beams and stuff like that. That's fine. I don't think too much about that. But when she made Kravik sleep with her Mantis powers, I was like, I mean, how did she know that she could do that with that, you know?
Yeah, it's almost like they got like everyone's awareness of their own powers too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it, I think people hated it because it was more fan servicey than logical. Like Drax is really fucking strong. Does she need his arm?
Yes.
You know, I don't know. If you're really having all the DNA, I don't think you're just going to morph your body to look like all these random people. So I think people thought it came across as easy.
Here is a good thing that they can come out of this. I think you can build Emilia Clarke and put her in movies and make her be around, and you know, she's like, you know, she's like a good guy. I think she could be the biggest fucking bad that you've ever had if you build her up. Like, you build her up as like a good person on the Avengers side or whatever. Wherever she's doing with Olivia Colman. And, you know, but she eventually becomes jaded, kind of like a Darth Vader kind of arc. She becomes jaded to the ways of the Avengers or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And they have to take her down. And she has all their powers, so, you know, they can't beat her. And I think it could lead to something cool. Also, we're probably never going to see her again, like I said earlier. So I think that's really dumb.
But, like, yeah, you could do that, or you could also do, like, whatever she took wears off.
Yeah.
To a degree. But, like, it's so dumb that we're probably never going to see her again.
Yeah. She's too powerful. She's the most OP person of all time. They made the most OP character ever in a Disney Plus show in a throwaway fucking series.
Yeah, for 14 minutes of content.
Yes. And it cost them $200 million.
Not worth it.
Insane. And the other one is just basically the whole roadie thing. It's just actual Nick Fury and Olivia Colman trying to convince the president that Rhodey is a Skrull. They eventually do just by shooting him or her. This was actually a female Skrull was playing Rhodey.
Yeah.
Then the president makes like a plea for like American vigilantes to kill Skrulls, and Nick Fury's like, you're a fucking crazy moron. And he has this throwaway line where he's like, it was a real one-term president move for you, bro. And I was like, oh, that's how they're getting Harrison Ford as president. It's just gonna be a political thing. I thought the president was gonna die. I was like, oh no, it's just gonna be,
we thought they'd kill him, but yeah.
No, it's just gonna be a political thing. So that's interesting. And then, like, the sad part, which everyone was talking about, seems like they're going to confirm that Rhodey's been a Skrull since Civil War, which is crazy. That's so long ago.
at least it's connecting to something else, you know?
Yeah, that's cool. And they say that, I believe the director of Secret Invasion was like, he goes like, I read his quotes this morning, actually, and he was like, yeah, there's going to be more about it in Armor Wars, but I definitely was insinuating that he has been a Skrull since Civil War. He's like, but I think they're going to talk about it in Armor Wars. And I was like, shit. He thinks.
I forgot about Armor Wars.
Yep. And it's a movie now, not a TV show, so that's cool.
Yep.
But yeah, that's real tragic, if that's how they're doing. That means he missed nearly everything. And he doesn't know that Tony Stark is dead.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yep.
So yeah, those are the main two things. Again, the episodes got so short after the first two episodes were like 50 minutes.
Oh yeah, the last... When I started this one, I was like, this is probably going to be another 50-hour. I thought it was like 37 minutes.
Yeah, it was 37 with credits. So it was really like a 30. It was like 30 flat, really. And yeah, like I said, Olivia Colman and Gaia are supposed to be teaming up there in the underworld or whatever. I don't know. Whatever. I don't care. I don't care anymore.
I really don't. Like, Secret Invasion became bottom of the barrel, and it was probably the one I was most excited about.
Yeah, it sucks, too, because it's such a cool comic and cool idea. And
they just brought no one in. It was a Nick Fury. They should have called it Fury.
Yeah, they really should. Someone said that. They really should have just called it Fury. And then they could have done something more Secret Invasion against, like, a movie, if they wanted to.
Yeah.
I'm scared about Secret Wars. If they're going to fuck up Secret Invasion so bad, like, Secret Wars is such a fucking iconic comic book that I think they're going to fuck it up.
Yeah, I think it's all becoming quantity over quality. Let's just pump out shit to fill the gap. Yep.
Well, I mean, when they announced, like, Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars, they were like, yeah, it'll be out in, like, 2024. And now it's obviously been pushed back because of, like, the pandemic and writer strike and the actor strike and everything like that. But, like, originally they were like, yeah, we're going to all get this out in, like, the next 2 years. And I was like, ooh, jeez.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And, you know, like, when they announced Secret Invasion... and Secret Wars, I was like, well, those are going to be awesome. Now the Secret Invasion sucked, I'm like, oh, we'll fucking see Secret Wars. Is it just going to be like, I don't know, Everett come back from the dead, walking around?
Maybe.
Like just some asshole character that no one cares about, just doing nothing. Yes, that's what I just said about Fury.
Yes.
I really never cared much about Nick Fury. He is a side character.
Yeah, 100%. Here is... all right, Marvel, you're listening. Here is my idea to save everything. You start Kang Dynasty, big shot right on Jonathan Majors' face. It backs up. He's trapped in some sort of entanglement thing. And there's Gaia. And she just fucking murks him. And she's the villain of the Kang Dynasty. And they change the name in the credits. And it's like, the Gaia Dynasty. Bang. You got your fucking movie. You got your problematic stars out of there. We get a full movie of Emilia Clarke. As, you know, an OP bad guy. I fixed everything for you. You're welcome.
I don't hate it.
I mean, they gotta do something. But we won't have any announcements on anything with Kang Dynasty until Strike is over, and probably longer, because they still haven't even cast the Fantastic Four, which is supposed to come out in a year, or a year and a half, whatever. Yeah, so that's crazy.
Yeah, if I could go back in time, I would cancel some of these other random-ass shows and just do the big stuff.
Yeah.
But they want to make this last 50, 60 years, so here we are.
Yep, here we go. So, Brian, with that said, I think we are done for tonight, and I think we're done for about a month's time. So
Ahsoka, I am looking forward to.
Yeah, I think it looks good. I love Jedi shit, so that's right up my fucking alley. So we're going to be back for Ahsoka. We're also on the first episode of Ahsoka. We're going to review Blue Beetle. So go see that in the movie theaters. Warner Brothers is not paying me to say that, but we cover everything, so we're going to see it. But we'll have an extra week to see it. You don't have to see it opening weekend. You can see it the second weekend. We're going to review it that second weekend. So it's going to be the world's latest Blue Beetle review, but it'll be really cool. So we'll review that in Ahsoka at the end of August, and then we'll be back. And like I said, it's just going to be show after show after show after movie during that stretch home run till the holidays. So when we come back next month, we're going to be going straight through the holidays. That'll be cool. So check us out on X at Infinity the Box RW. All the podcast apps, I believe Stitcher is dead. So Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, all those apps. I'll get us on Spotify, hopefully, during our break. Check out my wrestling podcast. I wasn't on it this week because we played softball. And Brian is, like, really fucking good. I don't know where that came from.
It was first time ever, but I liked it. Yeah. Thank you.
I was rapidly impressed.
Who knew I was an infielder?
Yeah, fucking A. He made an incredible catch. It was crazy. And the move up the middle with that ground ball. Ugh. Oof. Loved it. What a day for you. And the rips you were ripping? You were ripping some fucking balls.
Oh, the single to center?
Oh, my God. Damn. Crazy. But yeah, I wasn't on my wrestling podcast at TIR Wrestling on X because I was playing softball. So check them out. They probably talked about it. I told them I was going to sleep. So they probably gooned me. And check that out on all the podcast apps plus Spotify. And when we tweet the episode, tweet us. What are your thoughts about where Marvel's doing? I need to know what else people are thinking. I feel like we're on the same page. But
yes.
Maybe we're not. With that said, we will see you in a month's time. We'll see you at the end of August. Enjoy your August. Hope it's as fun as we're about to have. And, Brian, good night.
Good night.